Till Simon Shin, we were discussing Kiddush and Abdol and Shalashudis and davening and everything in Malava Malka. And then Shin Aleph starts the Malacha, so the Shin Aleph starts with Hoitzah. That's how the Masechta starts with Hoitzah. Hoitzah is from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or Hachnosis from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. And then there's another din of Mavet Al Aramis Rishus HaRabim. That's a big question in the Rishonim. How does that? Where was the Gemara says there was no Mavet Al Aramis Bishus HaRabim in the Mishkan. All the other Lamatas of his Malochas were Hachdavid Mishkan Chashiva. They were all important activities that were involved in Asiyas HaMishkan. Hoitzah was also involved. People gave the donations for the Mishkan. But Mavet Al Aramis Bishus HaRabim that you didn't have in the Mishkan. So the Gemara says Hilchus HaGemiri Lo. So, we often assume Rashi and Tosfos usually some Hilchus HaGemiri Lo means Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But that's a question. What kind of Halacha Moshe Mesinai, or a tradition, whatever, what does it mean? Does it mean that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that there's another Iser, there's an Iser, Motzi Mishus HaYachil, Mishus HaRabim, then there's another Iser, Mavad Al Anamis, Mishus HaRabim. Or maybe I should say, the Mavad Al Anamis is Motzi Mishus Lushus. That's how the Balamor writes, and that's how the Ran writes on the Rif, that if you have a chayfet sitting in the Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos around the chayfets is labeled as Mekom Mishal HaChayfets. So if you pick it up and you carry a Dalet, five Amos, and you put it down in a different location, your Mavad Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, that's considered Motzi Mishus Lushus, because the Rishus where the chayfets were sitting originally was a Dalet Amos around it, and now I took it outside of the Dalet Amos. So that's a big question. The Balamor and the Ran say like that, that Mavad Dalet Amos is considered Motzi Mishus Lushus. And other Rishonim say no, it's a different Iser. And in fact, the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva where he raises the possibility that maybe we only carry over the Malachas from Shabbos to Yom Tov. And maybe Mavad Al Anamis Bishus HaRabim, it wasn't in the Mishkan. So maybe Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, maybe it's only on Shabbos. Maybe it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. All the Lamatas Malachas carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Maybe Mavad Al Anamis Bishus HaRabim is not a form of Motzi Mishus Lushus. Separate Iser. Completely doesn't carry over. But Tumen is a big Iser. All that Tumen is their Iser. Then we show him all the Tumen is only their Iser on Shabbos. On Yom Tov is on Rabban. It's on Yom Kippur. Even if Yom Tumen is their Iser on Shabbos, on Rishonim Hol, but on Yom Kippur, it's only the Rabbanim. So that's what the Ksav Sofer has. Quotes the Maharam on the bottom of the Maharsha. Maharam Lublin crosses out a girsa in the Maseches Beitzah. And he doesn't explain why he's crossing it out. Something about Mavad Al Aramis Bishus HaRabim on Yom Tov. So the Ksav Sofer suggests that maybe the reason why the Maharam crossed it out, maybe he thinks that Min HaTorah Mavad Al Aramis doesn't apply to Yom Tov. So therefore it doesn't make sense to make Xer the Rabban on Shem Yavad Al Aramis if the Holy Sir Mavad Al Aramis is not their Raisa on Yom Tov. Anyway, in the Shulchan Aruch they mention a few times En Lana Rishus HaRabim their Raisa Bizman HaZeh. Where did they get this idea from? There's no Rishus HaRabim their Raisa. Because you have to have a few conditions in order to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. First of all, it has to belong to the public. Ownership plays a role in the Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you have Rockefeller Plaza in the middle of Manhattan that belongs to Rockefeller Foundation. It's not owned by the municipality, it's owned by the Rockefeller Foundation. So that can have a din of Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. If it's privately owned, Rishus HaYachid doesn't, let's say you have City Hall, has mechitzas around it, it's Dalet al Dalet, Tvachim is a Shia Makam, and has mechitzas around it, so City Hall belongs to the municipality, but that's not a Rishus HaRabim, that's a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid doesn't matter who it belongs to, but in order to be a Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Tez Zayin Amma wide. If you have a little guest halach, you have very narrow streets that are less than Tez Zayin Amma wide, that's not a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa. You have to have Tez Zayin Amma wide. It has to be Shel Rabim, has to belong to the municipality, has to belong to the public. then you have to have the Gemara says it should be Eina Mekura. If you have a Tikra, if you have a roof on top of the Rishus HaRabim, so that area that has the roof, let's say sometimes in front of buildings they have an awning, so the area directly beneath the awning will not have the din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa because it's Mekura. The question is, what if it's only Mekura temporarily? Here in Washington Heights, the stores on St. Nicholas, between December 25th and January 1st, so they have streamers, they have shmatas going across the street from one side of the street to the other, and they made it Mekura. But everybody knows it's only Mekura temporarily. It's not like you have an awning in front of the building and it stays there all year long. Yeah, you have a tikra that's only there temporarily. So the Sfasemes has a hechocha from the Gemara in Masech HaShabbos that also takes away the din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Even though the tikra is only there temporarily, takes away the din of Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. Then the Mishnah says, in order to be Rishus HaRabim, has to be mefulash. What does that mean, mefulash? So that's a big question. So we usually assume mefulash in Shulchan Aruch says mefulash means, let's say you have a street that's a dead end around Brooklyn College, all the streets are a dead end there. So the Pashto says that those streets, it doesn't cut through the whole city. It ends when you get to Brooklyn College. The street ends over there. The city continues on the other side of Brooklyn College, and the street doesn't continue over there. So the Pashto says that that's not foolish. Even if you have a street that does cut through the whole city, but some Rishonim have an expression that has to be mefulash, mishal shabalishu mikum klal. The street has to go straight. So that's what some of the poskim write, that the larger the city is, the more unlikely it's going to be that you'll have any street that's going to be mefulash. Because originally they made a little city, and then they put things on the outskirts of the city, and then they had to extend the city. So you have the streets go till the end of the city, where the end of the city used to be. And then they expanded the city. So now the streets don't go straight all the way. So that's a question. The street does cut through the whole city, but it doesn't go straight. Is that called mefulash? So some Rishonim use a loshon mefulash mishal l'shar b'lishum mikum klal. The street should cut through the whole city. Yes, and then they have the loshon. The larger the city is, the more unlikely it'll be that you'll be able to have any Rishus HaRabim Daraisa over there. And then you have the big debate whether you need shishim ribo. All the dinim of Hotzor learned that from the Mishkan. And Moitzim Mishus Lushus is when they made the donations for the Mishkan. So they took the head in there. In their sukkahs, in their aholim, in the midbar, they had gold and silver, whatever, from Bezos Mitzrayim, and then they were donating to the Mishkan. So when they were donating, they were carrying from their Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, the midbar, where the had Shishim Riba people traveling. Shishim Riba, the Jewish people, were traveling. So that's what Tosfos. Some Rishonim had this Giris in the Gemara. Most do not have it in the Gemara. Most understood that the Mishnah says it's only Rishus HaRabim Daraisa if it's Shel Rabim. So we usually assume Shel Rabim means it should belong to the municipality, as opposed to if it's privately owned. Like we said, Rockefeller Plaza belongs to Rockefeller Foundation. It's privately owned, doesn't belong to the municipality. So that's what it means, Shel Rabim. And others say, no, Shal Rabim means that you have Shishim Ribo, heavy, heavy traffic in the place. So that's a question. In the days of the Bali Atesis, they didn't have such big cities in Europe. Today you have New York, you have other big cities, Paris, you have a lot of big cities. So today you do have Shishim Ribo. The Chazanish explains that today many of the streets are constructed in such a way that not only are they not Rishus HaRabim, they're Rishus HaYochid Ben HaTorah. Let's say I live on Bennett Avenue, so the both sides, the eastern side and the western side, are Bennett aligned with buildings. So the whole Bennett Avenue has two mechitzas. The front of the building touches the street, it was built. The front of the building was built in order to enclose the inside of the building. They didn't have a mind to enclose the street, but there is no such halacha that the mechitza has to be put up with the kavana to be makif the area. If you have a mechitza that's makif an area, so be it. It'll be mishusayach. You don't have to have the hakomas ha-mechitza, the shame mechitza. So here, when the construction workers built the apartment buildings, they had a mind with the front wall to enclose the inside of the buildings. But Lamaisa, the front wall on both sides, on either side of the street, encloses the street. Then you get to 181st Street, so you can't continue to go on Bennett. You have to go either to the right or to the left. Then on the other side, the far side of 181st Street, so you have the front of the store, so that's a third mechitza. So if you have an area that has three mechitzas, in a Torah you're allowed to carry in that area. Most of Rishonim hold that it's a Rishon Sayochid. The whole need for the Tikkun on Ruach Revius, that's the opening Mishnah in Eredin, the whole requirement for the Tikkun on Ruach Revius is only Midirabbanan. Because Minadar, if you have three mechitzas, you're permitted to carry. So that's what the Chazon Ish writes. He explains that very often in the big cities, the streets are interlocking. The streets don't cut through the whole city. You have to turn to the right or to the left. And if you go straight ahead on the street, you're going to bump into the far side of the street, the front of the shops, the front of the stores. So the front of the stores is the third mechitza. So all the streets will be a Rishon Sayochid Menatar. That's the Chazon Ish's Chiddush. Now when people make a Reuven in the big cities, everybody relies on that Chazon Ish. The Gemara seems to say that the prohibition of Tiltal Muktzah is Midirabbanan. The Gemara has a discussion whether Muktzah is Daraisa Midirabbanan. The Gemara comes to the conclusion Muktzah is Midirabbanan. That's about eating food that's Muktzah. But about Tiltal Muktzah, that there never was a machlokes. To handle Muktzah, that for sure is only Midirabbanan. And that's a Shvus. It's a Gzera Mishum Haitzoah. Really, the Chachamim wanted to prohibit handling anything because he may forget and carry it out into the street. So he really shouldn't handle anything, even in the house. But are you going to make life impossible? You can't pick up a fork or a knife, you can't pick up a chair, you can't pick up a sefer. Make life impossible. So whatever items that people need that are useful, so that they never made a gzeiron. But whatever is a piece of junk, a piece of garbage anyway, so then they made a gzera that you're not allowed to handle it. It's a shus gzera mishum haitzo. That's what it says in the Gemara in Beitza. The Rambam writes a whole story. What motivated the Chachamim to prohibit Tiltal Muktzah? So the Rambam writes that there are some people who are retired and they never do any malacha all week long. Shabbos is not unique. They live in an all-day chum. So someone else cooks all the food and someone else does all the laundry. And someone else makes their beds and everything. They never lift a finger to do any malachas. So the Rambam says, how is Shvisa on Shabbos from malacha? How is it going to be a Shvisa on Ikeris? How is it going to be noticeable that the person is abstaining from malacha because Shabbos has Kedusha? He never does anything all week long. He doesn't know any malachas. So the Rambam said, that's what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the Gzeir of Tiltal Muktzah. So the Shvisa in malacha should be a Shvisa on Ikeris. So the Ravid is massing on that Rambam. He says, what did he make up a new explanation? In my Gemara it says, that's how the Ravid makes fun of the Rambam. In my Gemara it says, it's Taka Gemara, the first parak in Beitza. The Gemara discusses the Machlokes, Bisham and Bisilil in the Mishnah, the first parak in Beitza. Bisilil say it's permissible to carry a lulav to shul, to shake the lulav in the middle of Hallel. And it's permissible to carry a baby, tinoik lamulai, if you're going to do a bris on Yom Tov. You want to do a bris on Yom Tov, you're permitted to carry. So Sefer Torah likrisba, you want to carry Sefer Torah in order to learn, in order to learn from the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, why is that permissible? On Yom Tov, the Chumash says, you're permitted to do melechas echel nefesh. This is not echel nefesh. So the Gemara says that this is Bisilil's opinion, and this is based on mitoich. Any malacha that's sometimes mutter because of Echol Nefesh, mitoch shvut with the tzarach ocha nefesh shutunami, if it's tzarach hayom k'tas, even if it's not the tzarach ocha nefesh. That's when the Gemara finally comes to the maskana that the reason for this hillel permitting one to carry tinuk lamula and say for tar likras by an alula v'lotzis by is because of mitoch. But first the Gemara thought that the reason why this hillel say you're allowed to carry on yontiv is because Erev HaHetzor L'Shabbos Lein Erev HaHetzor L'Yontif. Then on Yontif there's no Yisro HaHetzor at all. Only 38 Malachas are Osir, and HaHetzor is Mutter on Yontif. HaHetzor is a Malacha Gruah. It's different from the other 38. So the Gemara says there's a Pasuk in Novi that says, Lo Satzir Masa Mibatechem B'Yom HaShabbos. So it sounds a little bit as if only B'Yom HaShabbos, but beyond if you're permitted to carry. So that's the reason for Bishilu. There's no prohibition of Haitzor at all on Yontav. Haitzor is only awesome on Shabbos. On Yontav, there's no Yisur Haitzor. So the Gemara backs out from that. The Gemara says, that's ridiculous. It cannot be. Because if there's no Yisur Haitzor on Yontav, then Muktzah should be Mutter. Because Muktzah is Exera Mishum Haitzor. We don't allow you to handle things that you don't really need. Things that are important. I want to move a chair. I want to move a plate, a fork and a knife, and food, and Svarim. So whatever has a hishtamshes, important things that you're allowed to handle, but things that you don't really need anyway, it's a piece of junk, it's garbage. So that they said, we're not permitted to handle it. It's a shvus, a mishum haitzor, that you shouldn't forget and carry it. So the Gemara is beferish like that. That tiltal mukta is a shvus of haitzor. The Gemara says in Perikol HaKelim, in Masechus Shabbos, that called the tikkun rabbonu kein deraisa tikkun. All the dinim derabbanim were patterned after dinim deraisa. So this din of what is muktzah, what's not muktzah, was patterned after the dinim of kabbalas tumah. There are four categories of things that have a kabbal tumah. That's the first daf in Bava Kamma. Odom ekelim ochlam amashkim. So odom ekelim ochlam amashkim are things that have chashivas. So the din is that. These four categories of things that have chashivas, these are not muktzah. Whatever doesn't fall into these four categories is considered junk, and that's why it's not mekabel tumah. So since it's a piece of junk, so you don't really need it. So that's why the chachamim prohibited handling the muktzah on Shabbos and on Yontif. And that's what the Gemara says, if one is going to assume... Oh, excuse me for 1 minute. Strictly speaking, Odom is only Mekabel Tumah if he's a Yisrael. If he's a Nochri, he's not Mekabel Tumah. But we say all human beings are not Muktzah. Let's say Kalim. There are certain Kalim that are not Mekabel Tumah. Klei Glolim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adomo are not Mekabel Tumah. But that's a detail. But in principle, Kalim are not Muktzah. Kalim are not Kalim are Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, all Kalim, even if they're not the Kabbal Tumah, are not considered Muktzah. Let's say, Ochlam and Mashkim, strictly speaking, only ochel asher yochel l'chamashke sheishasim chokli yitma. It's only mekabel tumah if it's roi l'achilo sadam. It's only meichel behema, then it's not mekabel tumah. But for the purposes of mukta, we say even meichel behema is also not considered mukta. So it's patterned after the dinim of kabbalas tumah, but it's patterned after. It's not exactly identical. So that's in Siman Shin Ches. The Shulchan Aruch is going to have all the details of mukta. What is the Isar Haitzah? Clothing, there's no Isar Haitzah. In Tachshitim, there's no Isar Haitzah. The Chachamim made a prohibition that women are not permitted to wear Tachshitim on Shabbos because we're concerned. Dilma Shalfa Umechavya. She may take off the Tachshitim to show her friends what beautiful jewelry she has, and she may forget and carry it in the Rishus Harab. So the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says that this gzeir was only made on women. They assume that men are not going to take off their tachshitim to show anybody. It's only concerned by women. And that's a big question. How come is manazeh? The common practice is that the women do wear tachshitim on Shabbos. What happened to the gzeir of the Rabbanon? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a few suggestions, all from the same Taisvis in Masechah Shabbos. And one suggestion is, so the whole Gzeira the Rabbanon doesn't apply. Then Taisa says, maybe our Tachshitim are, they're not so fancy, and therefore there's no concern that she may take it off and show it to her friends. And then there was the other suggestion that Taisa has, that maybe it's Taka Aser. But the women are going to listen. So, mutav shiyushag again with how yehu mizit. These are the three suggestions that Taisus has. Why the common practice is that the women do wear tachshitim. So, one opinion is that tetaka not allowed to. Mutav shiyushag again with how yehu mizit. They're not going to listen, so we don't give them tachach. The other two suggestions are maybe it's mutav. Maybe our tachshitim are of a different nature. And the bizman atanoim, they said some tachshitim are included in the gzera, and not all. Not all tachshitim are included. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Ramah quotes this from the Arz HaRuah, that there was a period of time that the Pope required of all the Jews that they should wear a yellow badge on their clothing. So this used to be sewn on lightly on the garment, like under the Nazis also, they did that. So that's Mechubala Beged Darka Bekach. Whatever is mechubal a beged, darka bekach. So that's bottle agav the beged. So that's why there's no iser haitzah on the yellow badge that they used to have attached. Let's say a person simply cannot walk, and he needs a cane to walk, or he needs a walker to help him walk, or he needs crutches. So that's not considered an Isar Haitzah. But what if the person is able to walk, just that he's concerned he may fall? His knees are wobbly, and he can walk, but he's afraid he's going to fall, because in the past, he falls a lot. So that's a question. So the Taz is makel if it's icy in the street. The Taz says it's permissible to walk with a cane, even though the person is able to walk without a cane, but he's afraid he's going to slip. So therefore, the Taz says it's muta. Most of the Achronim disagree.
Well, the red line is off. All that
So most of the Achronim disagree with that Taz. They say if a person is able to walk, even though he's afraid he's going to fall, then he's not allowed to go with crutches. He's not allowed to go with a walker. That makes life very difficult. Yeah. So the noita lahachmer on that. The only time you're allowed to go with crutches is if your mamash can't walk at all.
I get rid of the red line.
Yeah. What happens if a person goes in a wheelchair? A person can't walk at all, and he goes in a wheelchair and he turns the wheel, and he's sitting. So and it's impossible. He can't walk without the wheelchair. So many assume that that's permissible. That's like going with crutches. One of the rabbanim in London, Daya Grosnas wrote a tshuva about this, and he thought that that would be mutter, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he got a haskama on his volume of tshuvas. It's called Leib Aryeh. His name was Leibel Grosnas. So he got a haskama from the Chibina Rav, but the Chibina Rav wrote he doesn't agree with that tshuva. He thinks that if a person can't walk and he goes on a wheelchair, the wheelchair doesn't enable him to walk. If a person goes with stilts or a person goes with crutches, so with the assistance of the crutches, he's walking. But if he goes on a wheelchair, he's carrying himself. So he's over on Haitzua on his own body. That is an interesting chiddush. Rav Moshe Feinstein assumed not so. Rav Moshe Feinstein assumed like Daya Grosnas also, that if a person can't walk on his own and he needs a wheelchair, then it's like crutches, that it's mutter. But the Chibina Rav thought that the person is in violation of Haitzua on his own body. In the days of the Tanoim, there was a common practice that people who were sick...
Sometimes.
People would walk around with a kameya. They thought that this would be a refuah. Apparently this was accepted by all the people in that area, in the Middle East. So if that's... people wear it lirafuah, it's like putting on a bandage on the body. So that's darka bekach. So since they thought that this is merape, this kameh is merape, so that's not a violation of Haitzah. So that's why the Mishnayos have about the people walking in the street with kamehs around their neck. That was considered darka bekach, and that was not considered a violation of Haitzah. Gemara talks about Azav Yotzei Bikis Shalom. Let's say a person has excretion coming out from his body and he wants to protect his clothing from getting stained. So he wears something to collect all of the excretions. So the Gemara says that since this is to protect his clothing, that's not called a malbush, that's called hoitzor. That's considered hoitzor. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik in many poskim said. If a person is going to, he's going to wear a nice fancy hat on Shabbos, but he's afraid it's going to rain. So he wants to wear a plastic cover on top of the hat. Say if it's pouring very heavily, and he's concerned that the rain is going to cause the hat to get wet, sopping wet, and then his head is going to be wet and he's going to be uncomfortable. So then putting on the plastic cover on top of the hat is not only for the purpose of protecting the hat, but it's also for the purpose of protecting his body. Or let's say the person is wearing shoes that he wants to put rubbers on top of the shoes. So if the rubbers are only for the purpose of protecting the shoes, then it's hoitzo, then you're not allowed to. But if the rubbers, there are some older people wear rubbers all winter long, even when it's not raining, because the rubbers make their feet warmer, keeps their feet warmer. So if a person wears rubbers all the time because it keeps the feet warmer, that's functioning, that's like clothing. It keeps the feet warm, so that's a beggar. But if the whole purpose of the rubbers is just to protect the shoes from getting ruined, then it's an isur haitzah. Same thing, let's say you have a very thin plastic raincoat. See, if you have a raincoat, so the raincoat keeps you a little warm. But if you have a very thin plastic raincoat, it's solely for the purpose of protecting your suit. Sadik Mara says, whenever it's latzule mitinuf, then the Gemara said that it's considered hoitzor, that's not considered a malbush, that's a violation of hoitzor.
Why is that different than wearing the plastic over the hat to protect the head?
if the plastic is also for the purpose of protecting the head, not merely for protecting the head, then it's permissible. Then it's mishamish the body. Let's say a woman has a riyas dam. So if the dam is going to roll down her legs, then it's going to be very annoying. So then she wants to put a moch there to absorb the dam to make it more comfortable for her. So that's considered a malbush. But if the moch is only that the clothing shouldn't get stained, she's not going to feel uncomfortable. It's not going to roll down the legs. It's just that it shouldn't stain the clothing. Then it's an issur haitzur. Tosis makes that distinction.
But the raincoat is protecting the goof also.
Okay, if the raincoat is protecting, it means if it's really raining heavily, and if the clothing is going to get sopping wet, then it's going to be uncomfortable for him. So then the raincoat is protecting the goof. But it was not pouring so much. It's just that the clothing is going to get ruined. Clothing is going to get out of shape because of the rain. And the raincoat is just to protect the suit, not really to protect the body. It's not pouring cats and dogs. So then the raincoat is only to protect the clothing. So then a lot sooner mitinuf is an isur haitzur. That's what it seems in the Gemara.
How about wearing a raincoat? It's not raining yet.
If you wear a raincoat,
just in case it's supposed to rain, but it hasn't rained yet, and it can rain a little, it can rain a lot, or it can't rain at all. It may not rain at all. Is that permitted? Is that old stuff?
If it's a raincoat that keeps you warm, not a very thin plastic.
No, I'm talking about a thin one. I'm talking about a thin one.
So that's a problem, because if right now it's not raining, so that I'm just preparing for later on. So it's real hot sore. That's not a malbush. If you have a regular raincoat, so it keeps you warm. So it's a coat. So you're wearing a coat. It's not that warm, but it keeps you warm a little bit.
So, Rebbe, during the summer, if it's going to rain after davening, you can't wear a raincoat to shul?
If the raincoat is very, very thin, and...
It's summertime. You don't really. It's 80 degrees outside. You don't want to wear a coat, but you know when you come home from shul, it's going to be pouring. How do you get the coat to shul?
It's a problem. You can't get it to shul. You have to have an erev. Okay. Mm. You have to have an erev. He spoke a little bit about if a person wears tzitzis. A beged on Shabbos with tzitzis, so that's the tzitzis. Mechuban the beged, ke beged. I mean, that's normal. What about Leil Shabbos? Many Rishonim understand that Laila is lavdam on tzitzis. That's a machlokes. Tosfos holds that ksus Laila. Pajamas are not chayv in tzitzis, but if you have a talis by Laila, you are chayv in tzitzis. But the Rambam holds that Laila is lavdam on tzitzis, that balayla, you're not mukhim in tzitzis. So what if a person wears an arba kamfis on Friday night, is walking in the street, so the tzitzis is mukhubal a beged, but he's not being yotzei any mitzvah with that. So Rabbi Kevega quotes here on this simon, he quotes the Tshuvas Harif, that even though balayla one is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis, but still, the chutei tzitzis on the beged is mukhubal a beged, darka bekach. So there's no Isser of Haitzah. We mentioned that the Mishnah Brura writes, if a person wears a baby size, let's say an adult wears a baby size Arba Kamfis, and it has tzitzis on it, so the Mishnah Brura writes that there's an Isser Haitzah on the Chutim, because the Chutim are not, you're not in fulfillment of any mitzvah tzitzis, because the beged is so tiny. And the beged, in order to be chayv tzitzis, has to cover a significant part of the body. So the Netziv sent a letter to the author of the Mishnah Brura, that's the first Tshuva in the Meshiv Dover, and he disagrees with this Mishnah Brura. He says, but that's the way the fellow wears his tzitzis all week long, a baby-sized tzitzis. He really shouldn't say a bracha. People usually who wear a talis, they don't say a bracha when they put it on the Arba Kamfis. They only say a bracha when they put it on the talis. So they're not saying a bracha about talis. And he thinks there's no Isser Haitzah on the Chutei Tzitzis. Gemara says if you have an arba kafis, if you have a talis and the tzitzis are pasul, they tore, they ripped, and you're going to have to take them off and replace them with new tzitzis, so then it's mechubel beged, not darka mekach, because you're not yotzei the mitzvah with that. But if the person wears a baby-sized arba kafis all the time, so then it's mechubel beged, darka mekach, that's the way he always goes. So the Nitziv claims that he doesn't think that that's correct. He doesn't think the Mishnah Berurah is correct, that that's an Isur Hoytzah. Hoytzah on the Chutei Tzitzis is only if the Chutim are possible, and you're going to have to take it off of the Begad after Shabbos is over and replace it with different Chutim. But, but if he's not going to replace it, this is the way he wears the tzitzis all the time. So that's mechubel beged darka mekach. The students of the Maharam Rutenberg, different Talmidim, Maharam Rutenberg, it was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfos, so different Talmidim quote, the practice of Maharam Rutenberg wouldn't go with tzitzis chutz le'erev. So they quote different reasons why he had this practice. So some say that he was afraid the chutei hatzitzis would rip in a way that it'll be puzzle and it'll be an isur haitzah. And others gave a whole different reason, that he was choshish for the shitos Bal Hamor. The Bal Hamor writes on the bottom of the riff in Perek Mamma Madlikin. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Loi would prepare for Shabbos in advance, and he would put on a talis on Erev Shabbos, to be Mekabel Shabbos, put on either a talis or an arba kafis, whatever. So the Bal Hamor writes over there, he thinks the din should be like the Tana, that tcheles me'akevis es alovan. If you have tzitzis, you don't have tcheles, you're not yotzei anything. It's machlokes hatanaim and menochas in perek ha-tcheles, whether the tcheles is me'akevis es alovan or not. So usually we paskin is not me'akev. But the Bal Hamor paskin is like the Tana, that tcheles is me'akevis es alovan. So the Bal Hamor, so the Maharam Rutenberg was machmir not to wear tzitzis chutz le'erev. Why? Because it'll be an isur haitzor. Why would it be an isur haitzor? But he's choshish for the sheet as Bal Hamor and tchelis v'akevus as halom. But l'chora, the way that Nitziv explained, if you have a baby size arba kafis, this is the way the person goes all the time. He's not going to replace it with a, he's not going to take off the chutim and put different chutim. He doesn't have any tchelus. That should be mechubel beged, neither can beged darka bekach. That's the way he goes all week long. The Nitziv has a tshuva about this, which is the correct reason for the Maharam Rutenberg. Why did he have the practice not to walk with the talis, with an arba kafis chutz le'erev? So he thinks that those Talmidim who are closer to the Maharam knew that the real reason was that it was choshish for the Shitas Bal Hamor. And those who were not so close to the Rebbe, they thought they were guessing. They thought that the reason why he was makbe was he was afraid that the chutei tzitzis may tear. But he thinks that that's not the real reason. He thinks the real reason was he was choshish for the Bal Hamor. But that's a pelech. What does it help choshish for the Bal Hamor? But Lemaisa, he wears that tzitzis all week long. He goes like that. So why? What is any bichashish about? According to what the Nitziv himself wrote in the first tshuva to the Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah Berurah, there shouldn't be any nisur haitzah on that. I haven't been feeling well a whole day today, so I'm going to shorten the shiur tonight. I'll just close with a short vater on the parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, that the pasuk says, when Avraham Avinu traveled to Eretz Canaan, So he took with him a nefesh asher asa b'charon. So the Pasha Pshat ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon, the servants, the slaves that he had purchased. So Rashi quotes from the Bereshis Rabbah, different Pshat, ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon means the gerim. Avram was megayres ha-noshim, Misar was megayres es ha-noshim. And that's called ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon. It's considered as if they created these people. So there is a very interesting. The Ravid wrote a sefer that's called Balei HaNefesh, has all the dinim of Taras HaMishpacha, and then it has, when he talks about Tefillah in the Mikveh, the chapter about Tefillah in the Mikveh, he talks about a ger, being Tovel in the Mikveh also. So the Ravid quotes the Gemara that usually a person who's about to perform a mitzvah recites a Birchas HaMitzvah Ovel Asi Asim in advance of fulfilling the mitzvah. But the ger is not Jewish until he's tovel in the mikveh. So he can't say in advance, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael until after he's tovel in the mikveh. First he has the bris milah, and then he's tovel in the mikveh. So the Gemara says, Tovel b'yolah, that's the exception to the rule. When the ger finishes being tovel in the mikveh, then he says the bracha, So the Ravid raises a question, what if it's a ger katam at bilamos al das bezin? So some of the poskim, say that since a ger katam, who is mat bilamos al das bezin, higdili yichodim limchoy, so you can never tell whether the geris is really going to stick or not. The child in another 12, 13 years may forego the whole thing and say, no, thank you. You acted, you beguire me as a toiva, as a favor to me, and he may decide, he doesn't want the whole thing. So that's why some are of the opinion that the bezin should not recite the bracha at all when the toiva agir comes. The Ravid, because it's a Sufik bracha, so it may turn out that the old geris will be undone. The ger will be moicha, the child will be moicha when he reaches the age of 12 or 13. So the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh thinks not so. He thinks that the Bezin does say a bracha. And since the Bezin, the members of the Bezin are Jewish, so they can say the bracha, Oy v'lasi asam. They don't have to wait till after. If the ger himself is saying the bracha in connection with his tefillah, so he has to be tovel b'yolah after he comes out of the mikveh, then he says the bracha ala tefillah. But if the bezin is saying the bracha, the members of the bezin are Jewish already, so they can say the bracha shekadoshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu ala tefillah in advance, oyvel asi asam, as they're about to be matbil the ger katan. So then the Ravid raises the question, but what mitzvah are they fulfilling? Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav v'tzivanu. What do you mean? They're not being tovel in the mikveh. They're being tovel the ger katan. So what mitzvah are they fulfilling? So the Ravid quotes this Bereshis Rabbah that Rashi quotes on the Pasuk, Anefesh asher asa b'charon. And he quotes the whole Medrash that says, if all the people in the world were gathered together to create a little bug, a little animal, they can't, human beings can't create a life. There's no spontaneous generation. Life only comes from another life. You can't create life, yesh me'ayin. And nonetheless, ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon, if you megayer a nochri, it's considered as if you created that person. So the rabbit says, this is the mitzvah. So what he doesn't, why is that a mitzvah? Why is that a mitzvah? It's considered as if it created. So why does that constitute a mitzvah? I mean, b'halachta b'drachav, is that what he means? We should go in the ways of Hashem? That just like Hashem is creative, Hashem created the whole world, so the Jewish people should also go b'halachta b'drachav. We should also create. How can you create? A nefesh asher asa b'charon. It's considered as if we created a person, yesh me'ayin. We took a nochri, we'll megayer him. Is that what he means? I don't know. It's very unclear. He just says, because of that pasuk, ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon, that's why it's considered as if bezin is fulfilling a mitzvah. What mitzvah are they fulfilling? So some say it's a mitzvah of avos ager, v'haftamas ager, to be mekabel ager. But the rabbi doesn't say that. He says they're fulfilling the mitzvah of ha-nefesh asher asa b'charon. Since when did that become a mitzvah? mean to be creative. Mahu afatog, Allah to bedrocha, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creative. He creates things yesh me'ayin. So too we should create by being megayer people. I don't know. But it's a very striking raven in the Balei HaNefet. That the Bezin should say the bracha in advance of being tovel ager katan, and ignore the fact that the child may be meicha later on. The Rashba on that Gemara, on the Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis, when the Gemara says ger katan, but bilam also adas Bezin. So the Gemara says that if it's a giyores, she can marry a Jewish man. How can she marry a Jewish man? She may be meicha later on. She's going to get married at a young age. She may be meicha later on. Turn out that she was a nochris. So the Rashba says, no, you go basar raiv. The raiv is that the ger katan is not going to be meicha. So the raiv apparently thinks that that's not called the safik bracha. Safik brachas lahakel is if it's a safik derabbanan. Safik brachas lahakel. But if you have a raiv that the katan is not going to be meicha, so then it's not a safik brachas lahakel. And others disagree, and they hold no, safik brachas lahakel is starts off as a safik derabbanan lakula. But then it's even stronger. Even if you have a raiv lahakel, you still say safik brachas lahakel. That seems to be machlokes between the raiv and others. Others have the practice when you megayre your katan. The best does not say a bracha at all, because it may turn out later that Shal will be meicha. That's what some of the Gedolim Rapish Melodinever writes like that in his Sefer Derech Pikudecha. It's sort of a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So when he talks about Bris Milah, he starts Minyan HaMitzvahs. It just goes to the middle of Parshas Mishpatim, and then it conks out. So on the Mitzvah Milah, he talks about Milah Shal Yisrael, Milah Shal Ger, Milosh al Mitzvah, Milosh al Geris. And then he talks about Ger Katan. So he thinks that by the Ger Katan, no, the Bezin should not recite a bracha because it's Safik Brachas Lahakel. So how come the Ravid didn't agree? Because the Ravid holds that the din of Safik Brachas Lahakel is equivalent to the din of Sveika de Rabbon Lakula. But if you have a Raiv, that the cotton is not going to be meicha, then you follow the right. And the others hold that that's the right in Lushitas, it holds like that. But we follow the Rambam, that whenever there's any Safik Holdahu, you say Safik Brachas Lahakel, even though you wouldn't really say Safik Darabona Lakula in such a situation. Okay, I apologize, I don't feel well at all today, and I won't be able to give any more shiur tonight. I hope by next week I will feel better.
Shalom.
Amen.
For Shalema. For Shalema.
Thank you. For Shalema. For Shalema.
For Shalema.
Okay.
Shalema, thank you so much for giving us the
cheer. Yeah. Rav Schechter, the three walls around Bennett Avenue, why is the space of 181st Street not separate that wall from the parallel walls?
Chazon Ish says that the walls that go on the east side and the west side of Bennett are Oymed Meruba ala Paritz. The walls are much longer than the parts that are missing. But the parts that are missing are 184th and 181st Street. Parts that are missing are more than Eser Amos. So usually we have a Mishnah that a Pirtza Yester is Mevatel the whole Mechitza. Even though you have Oymed Meruba ala Paritz. But the Chazon Ish holds that that din is only min the Rabbanon. Appears to yes and yes, sir. Even though you have Oymed Meruba ala Paritz in Mevatla Mechitza, the Chazon Ish holds that din is only min the Rabbanon. So it's only min the Rabbanon, then you can, if you make an Erev, that'll solve the problem. Whenever you have a real Rishus or Abderaisa, then you can't make an error, because we're concerned about Oser Rabbim and Mevatla Mechitza. Whenever the whole issue of Hoytzua is only in the Rabbonim, then you don't have to worry about Oser Rabbim and Mevatla Mechitza. So the Chazon Ish, that's what everyone who makes an error in a big city is always relying on, this Chazon Ish, that the streets are all constructed in such a way that they're all really Rishus HaYachid Ben HaTahir. They're not Rishus HaRabbim at all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Before Shalema.
I apologize. Okay.
No problem.
Before Shalema.